Wednesday, April 10th. President got me in first thing this morning before the leadership meeting again to go back over the David and Julie House problem. And wanted me to talk to Bush again today and get that straightened out once more around. The upshot was that we worked it out that Goodling did want to see the president, and we set that up, and then the president and Devine met with David to say that Goodling isn't going to tell anybody what his decision is until January, but in fact he's not going to run, although David is theoretically not supposed to know that. On that basis, he will not hire David in his office. So David's got to go to work somewhere else, and there's no problem about the house and his living in the district, apparently, as long as it's set up that way. Vice President called me over today and said he had a real problem because Jerry Wolf, who used to work for him back in Maryland, and then he brought him to Washington with him, and who is now back and is an engineer in Maryland, is about to be called by the U.S. attorney up there, who's busting open campaign contribution cases and kickbacks to contractors. It seems that Wolf kept verbatim records of meetings with the vice president and others back over the years regarding fundraising, and has a lot of quotes about how much we ought to get from a certain contractor and so on who's had good jobs. It wasn't shakedown stuff. It was merely going back to get support from those who had been given, who had benefited from the administration. But the way it's worded, the vice president feels it would sound bad. He made the point that George Bell, who's Glenn Bell's brother, is the U.S. attorney there, and that if Glenn Bell would talk to him, he could straighten it out. Vice President's tried to get him to, but apparently not successfully, so he wanted me to talk to Glenn Bell, which of course I won't do, in order to verify a White House awareness and concern. He feels that publication of this stuff would finish the VP because Wolf was with him for so long, and was very much concerned. He agreed he'd probably get Colson into it, and that that would be the best way to handle it. President had me over again at the end of the day for another sort of general rambling discussion of the Watergate thing, which basically accomplished nothing. End of April 10th.